I'm Mike Bradley, and coming up, your Bayside Conference High School Football Power Poll after week number two.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good!
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's, proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
Counting them down from 13 to number 1. Coming in at number 13, Colonel Richardson at 0-2. The Colonels fell to a very explosive Easton offense, 41-0. The Colonels cannot afford self-inflicted wounds, and that did not help in the loss, but they were once again playing a much better team. Their next game Friday on the road to Queen Anne's, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 12, Snow Hill at 0-2. The Eagles fell to Wicomico 57-12 as they continue to try and rebuild, but it's likely another long year. Their next game Friday on the road at Arcadia, Virginia, kickoff also at 7. Coming in at number 11, Washington at 0-2. The Jags were soundly defeated by Kent Island 47-7. Quarterback Jamarcus Brumskin had 100 total yards, and Jirell Ballard had 2 tackles for a loss and a sack against Kent Island, but it was not near enough. Their next game Friday as they host North Carolina, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 10, Parkside at 0-2. The Rams had a heartbreak defeat to North Carolina 22-14. After playing well for 3 quarters of the game, a couple of penalties on what could have been the game-winning drive erased any chances of victory. Their next game Friday as they take on J.M. Bennett at County Stadium, kickoff at 6:30. Bennett is the home team. Coming in at number 9, J.M. Bennett at 1-1. The Clippers bounce back from a rough loss to Easton to defeat a 2-0 Nandua Virginia squad 28-20. Joey Geary, the junior defensive back, came up big for the Clippers on defense. And quarterback Jacob Larmore, who is the best passing quarterback in Bayside South, was 17-26 for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bennett can take another step in the right direction and against one of their in Salisbury City foes. Their next game as they host Parkside at County Stadium, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 8, Wicomico at 2-0. The Indians routed Snow Hill 57-12 behind Raekwon McCarter's 3 touchdowns, 2 off of special teams. Their next game Saturday as they host Kent Island, kickoff at 1:30. Coming in at number 7, Stephen Decatur at 0-2. The Seahawks fought early but ultimately were soundly defeated by Queen Anne's 56-41. The Seahawks played well in spurts but made way too many mistakes, which is not surprising for the youth of this team. The Seahawks come home but have a tough opponent who has an experienced defense and still possesses a pretty good offense. Their next game Friday as they host Cambridge South Dorchester. Coming in at number 6, North Carolina at 1-1. The Bulldogs lost the turnover battle and trailed twice in the game, but thanks to the heroics of running back Rodney Thomas, the Bulldogs escaped with a 22-14 win at home. It was a typical Coach James McCormick-type victory that had fight written all over it. The defense will once again face an athletic team with speed, only this time on the road. Their next game Friday on the road at Washington, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 5, Kent County at 1-1. The Trojans fought off a rough first half and played a better second half, but are unable to get over the hump against Cambridge as they lose 23-14. They will have to rebound fast as they go on the road against an Eastern offense that might be as explosive, if not more, than Cambridge and Kent County. Cambridge will no doubt get them ready for Easton. The Trojans drop 2 spots. Their next game Friday on the road at Easton, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 4, Easton at 2-0. The Warriors cruise to a 41-0 win over Colonel Richardson as Easton's offense has increased their caliber and play seemingly from last year. The addition of wide receiver Ryan Hall has been big among a deep wide receiving core coupled with quarterback Jalen Mone and running back L.J. Flournoy. Their defense, though, will get their biggest test yet this week. Their next game Friday as they host the aforementioned Kent County Trojans, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 3, Cambridge South Dorchester at 2-0. The Vikings got out to a fast start against Kent County, helped by their defense, which was excellent pretty much all game long. Cambridge's defensive line dominated Kent's offensive line, especially in the first half. The Vikings were also able to run the ball, but never really found a rhythm in the passing game. They will look to get the balance back next week against a team that head coach Jay Coleman has not defeated in his tenure at Cambridge. Their next game, Friday on the road at Stephen Decatur, kickoff at 6:00. Coming in at number two, Queen Anne's at 2-0. The Lions had an early battle on their hands, but then pulled away in a sloppy game that was not as close as the score might indicate, defeating Stephen Decatur 56-41. They will look to clean things up, but try and duplicate the offensive production next week, which they should be able to do their next game Friday as they take on Colonel Richardson at home, kickoff at 7. And coming in at number one, Kent Island at 2-0. No surprise, the Buccaneers rolled over Washington 47-7. Zach Goodrich and Stone Boone led the rushing and each had two touchdowns. Zach Smith had a nice game in the air, going 11-14 for 174 yards. The defense held the Jaguars to just 72 total yards and contained quarterback Jamarcus Brumskin and fullback Mark Jones. The Bucs have a return appearance to the lower shore against undefeated Wicomico with an extra day to prepare. Their next game Saturday at Wicomico, kickoff at 1:30. I'm Mike Bradley for SFMSports.net.